Welcome to the HPCC Systems Podcast, your resource for gaining insight into the latest big data trends, hearing innovative ideas from the industry's thought leaders, and learning firsthand knowledge from our team of experts to manage and deploy HPCC Systems, a proven data-intensive supercomputing platform designed for the enterprise to process and solve big data analytical problems. For more information, go to hpccsystems.com. Hello, I'm your host, Trish McCall, Community Manager for HPCC Systems, talking to you from Atlanta, Georgia. A few announcements before we jump into our featured segment. We will be speaking at a couple events. On May 10th, join us in Cincinnati for the Big Data and Analytics Meeting. Our Senior Architect, John Holt, will be presenting an overview of the HPCC Systems platform. And on May 16th, we head to New York City for Database Week. There, Flavio Villanostre, our VP of Infrastructure and Products, will be presenting how to tackle big data using HPCC systems and our latest integration tools with Hadoop and Pentaho Business Intelligence Suite. So hope to see you there. More details about these events can be found at our website at hpccsystems.com. Okay, right now I'd like to welcome and introduce Mr. Bob Foreman to our listeners. Bob is a senior trainer with LexisNexis who teaches the HPCC systems classes. And I'm very excited to chat with you today since you've been teaching our course catalog ever since we went open source. So I bet you could share with us from both an instructor and attendee standpoint the easiest way for someone to get started with the HPCC systems platform.
Well, thanks, Trish. It's really a pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting me to this podcast. I'm very excited to talk about some of the great things that have been going on with training and specifically with HPCC systems. And as a trainer for over a year now, and since we've gone open source, I've always noticed that when students come into my class that they have this these expectations that they have. But the first thing I ask them is how many people have been out to the HPCC systems website? And I'll get like a little smattering of hands, and some people are kind of shy, and I'll go, well, how many people have registered on the site? And again, even less hands. So I wanted to, you know, with the idea of this podcast, I wanted to talk about just the fantastic job that our team has done with the HPCC Systems website and talk about the gems that are there and around. And then also talk about, you know, the benefits of the training that we provide and some of the other resources that people may not be aware of on the HPCC site.
That's great. You touched on that. So can you go into a little bit more detail? What are the expectations the students have as they come into your class?
Well, people come in, first of all, we have our own internal people from LexisNexis that come in, and they have their own niches of responsibilities. And so some of them are there for just basic training. Some of them are going a little bit beyond that. Some of them are more interested in Roxy. But the students that come from the external that have had no contact with us in HPCC, have had only the website, they first come in with an impression that because they've been working in Hadoop or C++ or Java, some other platforms, that they think maybe that this whole thing's going to be a little bit too hard for them. The second thing that they bring up is that the first question is, why is it free? Why are you guys giving this away? You're big LexisNexis. Why is HPCC systems free? And again, I answer that question and talk about that. And then the last thing is then they're a little skeptical because after I talk about the HPCC platform with Roxy and Thor and the ease of use with ECL, they're a little skeptical. They don't believe it until they actually get into the lab exercises, they start using it, and amazing things start to happen.
That's great. So what trends have been of interest to students the past few months?
Well, that's interesting, too. They when they've been coming into the class, of course, everyone's interested lately with the social media, with Facebook, and of late, Pinterest. And the second thing that I've been hearing nothing of, you know, every class that comes in, there's always somebody that asks me about machine learning. And, wow, I hear you guys do machine learning now. What are you doing with machine learning? Are you going to be teaching us machine learning? And the third thing is, cloud. And the most exciting news that we've announced is the Thor one-click cloud support and how easy it is to use. And, again, that's available from the HPCC website, systems website as well. And people just need to know how to get to it and how to get started with it.
Yeah, so let's segue into that. You know, what is the best way for someone to get started?
Great. Well, first of all, since we're on audio only here, and people are listening to me. I'm going to walk you through just each link and what to click on, and I'm going to imagine that all of you are sitting in front of your browser and you've gone out to the hpccsystems.com website. And this pretty website, you'll see HPCC Systems in the upper left-hand corner. And immediately on the right side of the page, you'll notice kind of a gray box and a white letters. You'll see this thing that says Getting Started. And again, clicking on this Getting Started, clicking on the Learn button, it actually takes you to this wonderful page that I think was a great job. I think that that you guys that developed this did a fantastic job as far as getting people's feet wet into the site and what's out there. Of course, you know, starting with exploring the site and how it works and features and benefits and also the FAQ site links directly there, and that's pretty cool. The second thing is then the white papers. Now, there's white papers just for a general introduction to HPCC and an ECL overview. And here's a good one. I'll tell you what. I've got one of our good colleagues who's the chief data scientist. He has written some excellent white papers on ECL and how to think declaratively. And I think that with training, I think that's the biggest hang-up that people have coming from other languages. They're always obsessed with how to do things instead of thinking big data and what do I want? What kind of big data? What kind of results do I want? So, again, and in that white paper section, there's the section.
Oh, yeah. Don't we have a special section for those who are familiar with Hadoop?
Exactly.
How they can leverage the platform.
Yep, exactly. These white papers are, again, written for Hadoopers and people that have used Pig and performing in the Pig pen. There's some excellent documentation from people coming from the Hadoop background and talking about the differences between Hadoop and ECL. Now, I'm also proud. I work with a lot of people on my team that work with documentation, and the documentation on this site is excellent. I think that the only thing sometimes is people don't realize how deep and how wonderful the documentation is. Just today I'm working with a student and we're talking about importing multiple binary files into the cluster at the same time, and immediately we're able to look up on the PDF, the HPCC client tools, and what page number and had a code example, and immediately they were satisfied and knew how to do it.
That's great. Yeah, we've had over 10,000 downloads of our documentation, so I know that is one of the popular areas on the website. And I think we've got tutorials, too.
Yep. Again, going down this Getting Started page again, we see after step three reviewing the documentation, we've got some nice videos that are out there that have been completed by a wide range of talented people on our team. So the videos will get your feet wet with ECL and stuff. But then after you're watching the videos, they recommend that you try the tutorials. But first, before the tutorials, we have this thing called the virtual machine.
Yeah. When would you recommend for a user to download the virtual machine versus jumping right in and downloading the binaries?
Well, I'd recommend that they start with the VM right away. The VM is simple to use, easy to download. And with a couple of clicks of your mouse, you can have a fully running HPCC cluster on your own laptop or on your own desktop. Of course, it's a single-node Thor and a single-node Roxy, so it's in no way showing you the power of the parallel performance. But it lets you kick the tires a little bit with the ECL language, lets you get to know the ECL language a little bit more, and test a couple of proof of concepts. That's one way. The VM machine is a good way to do that. Another very cost-effective way, which is not on the Getting Started list, but it just comes to mind as I'm talking about the virtual machine, and that is the Amazon Web Services one-click Thor cluster. Because now, if you've got some really big data that you really want to test, and it goes beyond just the virtual machine, for pennies, and I mean pennies, I'll tell you this, we did some training up in Washington, D.C. with some professors just a few weeks ago. I had a Thor cluster running for 4 hours nonstop, 24/7, and I think the total bill for the rental of the cluster was under $175. It was just amazingly cost effective. I had 25 people hitting the cluster at the same time, loading all of our training data on there, and it was just a wonderful experience.
I think that's a great new feature that developers can take advantage of.
Yep. So getting back to the VM again, once you've downloaded the VM on your machine, then in the Getting Started page, you have some excellent tutorials that you can download. The one I really like the best, and I'll give the person out there knows who he is who wrote this, the data tutorial. I really like the data tutorial because, number one, it takes you from Spray to Roxy. It takes you all the way from downloading some data, putting it on a landing zone, spraying it to your cluster, then running some simple transform processes on the data, and finally building a simple function that we can deploy to Roxy. And at the end of the day, you've got a Roxy query working, and you've done this tutorial in probably 40 minutes, 45 minutes. So to really, not only is it good for people that are first getting to know ECL and the HPCC systems, but also it's good for people every now and then as a refresher.
Great. And then for somebody who's a little bit more experienced and they've done some cool stuff with ECL and they want to share it with others, isn't there a contribution section?
Yes, there is. And it's amazing, this contribution section. Again, on this getting started page, going down the line here, it's number 9 in the list. It says participate in the community. And there's two things there. First of all is the collaboration of the forums, which we're going to talk about. But secondly is the contributions that people have made over the last few months since we've gone open source. Now, to get directly to the contributions, it's on the main page. You can go to the community website or the community menu item and then click on contributions. And once you click on contributions, there's actually 3 subtopics. There's ECL snippets, which yours truly has posted. I've posted about 3 or 4 code examples out there. But the most important thing and the exciting thing is the data descriptors with simple example programs. Now, these data descriptors, again, we put out the challenge to all of our top ECL developers to go out there and find public data sources and then write ECL code to ingest the data onto the HPCC cluster and do some interesting things with it. So we have everything as diverse as a music Moz, a music program that actually I wrote, so I'll take credit for that. And there's an airline performance monitor. There is a ingesting of drug data and finding drugs containing specific ingredients. And our winner, the one that we thought that was the best, was this gene data from Pseudonomas, which is an ingest of data with nested child data sets, which, again, worked on some really nice data analytics. So besides that, there's a whole slew of other topics there, and you've got to go to this particular page, download all the code, and you'll really get to see how we work with big data behind the scenes.
I think it's great for someone, you know, who's new, and all of this stuff is are great resources for someone to get their feet wet.
Sure.
Now, the important thing is questions. I know there's some FAQs out there. And let's talk about what's available in our forums.
Right. Well, first of all, the FAQs is, again, a kind of a quick list of, if you don't want to take the time to go through the entire website, it's kind of a quick, you've only got a little bit of time of your day and you want to check something and then come back to it later. The FAQs is kind of a quick way to get you kick-started into what we do and how everything works, the licensing, the download information, and so on. Like I said, we were talking about the downloads. You talked about the VM and then the one-click cluster. But, of course, you can also come to this website and actually download all of the packages necessary to build your own HPCC cluster. So there was a couple of people in class that said, well, I have a few Linux machines lying around the house. I'm going to build my own cluster, and they've done so. So, again, the support is wonderful here, and it goes beyond that, too. Actually, you have... We have the source code now available on the HPCC site. And even if you're not a Java programmer or a C++ programmer and you want to take a look at the source code contributions area, you'll notice that the GitHub site has a number of projects that are already underway, some exciting things like our Pentaho Kettle plugins and the, what's the other one? The Eclipse ECL plugin and some other projects that are underway that are very, very exciting. So if you want to see what is on the cutting edge and what we're working on right now, that's the place to go to. Even if you're not a programmer, you can register at GitHub and just participate and actually become a watcher, they call it.
So you can get like a sneak peek as to see what's on the roadmap.
Exactly. And there's downloads there. They say if you want to download release candidates and stuff and play with those for a little while, download preliminary documentation. It's all there. It's all there, Trish. It's all there.
And if they do have a question, they can just pop on over to the forum.
Yep, and that's the last thing I really want to talk about. And again, I started this podcast talking about the fact that people hadn't registered on the site. And so the registration, first of all, going out there is only a username and your email. And you're not going to get spammed. We tell you, and we give you the option to sign up for notifications if you want to. But here's the biggest thing. Once you register on this site, then you have the ability to just not read only the forum posts that are out there, but also interact and post your own questions. And for those of you that are outside of the LexisNexis community, that are external and learning HPCC out there on your own, just know that you're not an island, that we have a team of people that are ready to help you here. And here's the most exciting part of the forum. The most exciting part is that with all of the core team developers that you find on the About Us link, if you go out to the About Us link, you'll see the team of people that are there. The compiler guru, the man who's the expert on Thor, the man who's the expert on Roxy. All of those guys are out there on the forums checking these posts constantly and providing invaluable information to the people who are have valuable questions. And sometimes they'll have these questions that allow the developers to make the product better, and that was the whole purpose of open source, was this community interaction.
Absolutely, yeah.
But you can't write a forum post unless you register. So that's the first thing that you've got to do, is register on this site when you get out there. And we'll know that you're out there, and we'll be happy, and we'll be ready to provide any help that you need with your big data problems.
That's great. All these resources are wonderful. Now, for someone who does like the classroom style of training, we do offer classes in Atlanta. And, Bob, can you briefly mention the program and what's included in the training?
Yes, sure. Our training program, first of all, if you go to the resources and if you go out to the community link on the HPCC site and go to training and events, you'll see all of the training classes that are scheduled, and we try to keep ahead maybe 1 or 2 months in advance. And the classes are broken up right now. Our core curriculum is broken up into 6 classes, 2 classes a week, and each class is 2 days in length. We like to call our first week the intro week, which we have an introduction to the ECL language and also the introduction to Thor. Which the ECL language, of course, we give you a deep dive into the language and its uses. And when we get to the Thor part, we talk about the transform process of the extract, the transform part of the extract, transform, and load. When we get to week 2, we go into more advanced topics, like working with relational data and superfiles and freeform text parsing. All of that is in the advanced ECL and the advanced Thor classes. And then we wrap things up, we put the icing on the cake by talking about Roxy. And Roxy, which is our data delivery engine, which is our powerful tool that provides information to our customers at split-second times, 12,000 queries per second, exciting stuff. And we talk about Roxy, the introduction to Roxy and the advanced Roxy, how to build these queries, how to publish these queries, how to optimize these queries, and how to organize these queries. So that, in the 3-week time period, will get you, I like to say, enough knowledge to be dangerous with ECL and know how to work with Thor, Roxy, and everything else in between.
Okay, so like you said, someone can easily take the full course catalog in 3 weeks.
That's correct.
Okay, but now if someone can't get away for 3 consecutive weeks, is a staggered approach for taking the intro classes first and the advanced classes, say, a month later, a recommended way to do it? Will attendees be able to easily pick back up where they left off?
Yeah, that happens all the time, Trish. As you know, in our business, that training is sometimes a luxury, and you have to beg your manager to get in there to that class. And once you do, sometimes fires happen, and you have to get pulled out. So going, of course, ideally, the best benefit from the training would be, yes, if you can sit in every day for the three-week period. But sometimes people are going to get pulled out. And, of course, since we offer classes every month in the Alpharetta location and in the San Francisco location, you can come back at a later time. And I even open classes up for auditing. So So if you've gone through the Intro to Thor class, but you still want to go back and learn and get a review on joins and projects and iterates, you can always come back and sit in on the class as well. So, well, we've known this as a problem for a long time, and my colleagues, our training staff right now, we've got some exciting news, and one of the things I wanted to announce in the podcast is that over the next few weeks, you'll see some announcements of actual online training. And what we've decided to do is to take our training courses that we offer live, face-to-face with people, and then have an online training session via WebEx or some other technology tool, and have these lessons broken down into maybe 1 or 2 hour segments. We'll have these live, so people that want to attend can attend these lessons. They can ask questions during the course of instruction. And so this remote web training will also be recorded. So here's the person who's gone through training. They've gone through maybe 4 out of the 5 days, and then the 5th day they had to get pulled out because of some kind of event. And now they can go back and they can download from our website whatever online part of the course that they missed, watch the lesson, and then, again, since it will be all recorded, of course, any questions that you have, you can email the instructor here, and we'll be happy to, you know, help you with any feedback that you need. So that's an exciting
thing. Very exciting.
I'm excited about it because I've done these webinars before in previous companies and things like that, and it was an exciting thing to do. It always got a good response. It's something that is a tool that we need to implement.
And we're able to reach a wider audience.
Exactly.
Too.
Yes. And like I said, even those people in India who are using the HPCC clusters now, they'll be able to, at any time of the day and night, they'll be able to download a lesson if they need one.
Mm-hmm. That's great, Bob. Well, thanks so much for your time today and giving us an overview of all the resources available on the website, along with an overview of our training program. Again, listeners can go to hpccsystems.com to download and access all the information that was discussed today. And don't forget to register if you haven't already.
Absolutely. I hope I've stressed that part. You know, the 3 things I want to leave you with, Trish, again, yes, please, visit the website, dive deeply into the many options of the website, and then register on the website so you can participate in the forum. And then if you do have the time, you know, consider our training classes. And with the training classes that we have offered, either through that or through our open source, the online training that we're going to be providing, there'll be resources for you. I'd like to leave with one more thing. Since this is my first podcast, I'd like to offer a contest to people. So if you've listened this far, you have an opportunity to win a prize. And all that's going to be involved is to email T. McCall, is that right?
That's right. T. McCall at hpccsystems.com.
T-M-C-C-A-L-L. Okay. T. McCall at hpccsystems.com. And if you answer this question correctly, if you're the first one in Trisha's email box, she will give you that prize. We'll post it on the website who won. And here's the question. Ready? What function is similar to rollup, except its output format does not need to match the input format? I'll read it again. Here's your question. What function is similar to rollup, except its output format does not need to match the input format? I just need a one-word answer. And again, thank you so much for listening to our podcast. It's been my pleasure to be here. Thanks,
Trish. Thank you, Bob. Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to the HPCC Systems podcast. You can find this podcast along with other information on our website at hpccsystems.com. Also, be sure to join our LinkedIn group. Follow us on Twitter and our other social media channels to hear about our latest news, product updates, and events. Just go to hpccsystems.com/connect. Until next time, take care and best of luck with your big data initiative.